Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends. And Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Well, I have the honor today to share with you a fabulous interview I just did about a week ago with Joseph Greenberg. Oh my goodness, he's a fine young man. You're going to love it, and I've got great music too, so you stay with me and I'll be right back.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai.
Ah, yes, that was the fabulous voice of Jonathan Sattel. I love that deep voice, and he's a sweet man as well. Well, Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're a Messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles, and we love our Messiah, Yeshua. Yeshua is how you say Jesus in Hebrew. We would love to have you come out and worship with us. We meet on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. While you're at Shema Yisrael, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It is open on Saturdays after our services, and it's also open Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from noon to 5. It's a great place for CDs, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, and jewelry. And if you happen to be in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. And while I'm at it, please make sure that you are writing down July 23rd in your calendar, because that's a big, big event. July 23rd, we've got Ted Pierce coming to Shema Yisrael. Again, we're at 1326 North Winton Road, and you don't want to miss that service. 10 o'clock in the morning, Ted Pierce will be given the word and sharing his wonderful anointed worship music. So we hope to see you every week at Shema Yisrael, but especially on Saturday, July 23rd. And let's listen to Jonathan Sattel some more.
Shalom Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Burn in me, burn in me, let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me, burn in me, let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn. Draw.
Paul Wilbur from the CD Holy Fire. Oh, Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, may you burn in me today. Woo, hallelujah. All right, well, I mentioned a few minutes ago that on Saturday, July 23rd, we got Ted Pierce coming to Shema Yisrael right here in Rochester. And well, let's listen to the man, Hallelujah Adonai, Ted Pierce.
Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Praise Him with the cymbals. Praise Him with the dance. Praise Him with the shofar. Praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. Praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. And let everything that has breath come and praise the shofar. Praise Him with your hand. Praise Him with the timbrel. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. And praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Come and praise the Lord. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I'm excited to be on the air. Do you know why I'm able to stay on the air? Because I've got sponsors like Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Yes, go to Odell Chiropractic, and you too can be well-adjusted like me. Okay, no jokes out there. Let's listen next to Ani Ma'amin with Jonathan Sattel. That means I believe. Oh boy, Again, that was Jonathan Sattel. Alrighty, I want to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. If you want central air in your house, you can't take the heat anymore. It's just too darn hot in that house. Well, listen, you just need to get Excellent Air over there. They'll put in central air. You'll feel so good. Oh my goodness. Call them today, 889-7840. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Less heat, more cooling. That's what we want right now. 889-7840. All right. And next, we've got Marty Goetz, the Spirit of the Lord.
Anointed me with the Spirit. Spirit of the Lord.
This is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Changes in the air. The Europa Deli and Cafe, now together in one big room. They may have taken away the seating, but they haven't taken away the flavor. Now you can get delicious baked goods and pastries to go, as well as pierogies, fish, herring, and other European delicacies. The Europa Deli and Cafe is located at 1694 Penfield Road. Their phone number is 385-2040, and they're open Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 8, and Sundays from 11 to 4. Come on into the Europa Deli and Cafe, and you will be so glad you did. Good. Oh my, yes, their food is delicious. Okay, Nate Benjamin from his CD Fix My Eyes. This is Shema Yisrael.
Here is real.
People are always telling me that my hair is adorable. Where do you get your hair done? They always ask. I go to Jardé's Hair Salon. It's located at 2433 Lyle Road in Rochester. Their phone number is 585-429-6623. Enjoy a session that's all about you in a relaxing, rejuvenating environment at Jardé's Hair Salon. Their professional staff will always aim to please, and they will ensure that your experience is a memorable event. Be sure to give them a call today. That's Jardé's Hair Salon and Spa, 429-6623. They are your hair color specialists, and they provide facial waxing and men, women's, and children's hair cutting, hair coloring, highlighting, permanence, and nails. Jardé's Hair Salon. You'll be so glad you checked them out.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? In the late 1800s, in fulfillment of prophecy, Jewish people began returning to the barren land of Israel. Since then, Israelis have achieved breakthroughs in agriculture. In 1959, Simcha Blass and his son invented an irrigation regulator that controls water so that only a small amount is needed to grow acres of produce. Now farmers around the world can also make their deserts bloom. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, here's your chance to win a coupon for bagels. You need to be the first caller at 222-2990. If you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, remember, this is how you tell me that you're listening to the program. I need to hear those phones ringing off the hook. I want everybody to call 222-2990. Just answer the question, which son of King David was killed in battle? Which one of his sons was killed in battle? 222-2990. Call now. Okay, do we have a winner yet? I'm waiting. Do we have a winner? All right, let's put him on the air. Shalom. Who's there?
Hi, Ethel. It's Ruth Brown. Shalom.
Hey, shalom.
Hi.
Shabbat shalom. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Happened to be on my way to run a short errand, and I turned on your show.
All right. Well, listen, all you got to do is answer the question, and you get, if you get it right, I'll give you a coupon for bagels. Does that sound like a good deal?
It's an awesome deal.
All right. So which one of King David's sons was killed in battle?
I believe it was Absalom, but I could be wrong.
You're right. Yay! I mean, I'm sorry that he was killed, but yay for you! Yay for you.
Thank you.
All right. You want me to mail it or just give it to you at Shema?
You can give it to me at Shema next week.
You got a deal, young lady.
Well, all righty.
Thank you for calling. God bless you.
And Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, dear. All right.
All right.
She got the right answer. And now, folks, what you've all been waiting for, here's a wonderful interview with young Joseph Greenberg. Joseph Greenberg, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, thank you for having me, Miss Ethel.
You are welcome. It's just so exciting to see you grown up and following the Lord, and I have lots of questions.
I don't doubt it.
So tell me something about what was it like for you growing up in a believing home?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, I grew up with my dad pretty much already a Messianic rabbi, which is, you know, pretty different than I think most Messianic believers. I mean, he was a one of the what most people would call shamashim in a congregation in New York, which you're very familiar with yourself. That was when I was really young, so I don't have any memories of that. So most of my memories come from when my dad was the rabbi of New Beth Israel in Syracuse, New York. Being in a believing home, the cool thing is I got to experience it without, you know, the disconnect between being Jewish and believing in Jesus. You know, a lot of people grow up having a bit of a disconnect in that. But for me, it was pretty straightforward. It didn't seem out of the ordinary.
All right. Well, tell me something. I know that just because a person is in a believing home, you know, doesn't automatically make them a believer. Kind of like being in a bakery doesn't make you a bagel. So was there a point in time when your faith became your own, apart from your
very
family?
Very much so. Very much so. And in fact, it's a great story. Because my dad was a rabbi, he was often invited to different churches to speak. And there was this congregation called the Mexico Lighthouse Church of God up in Rome, New York. And, we were visiting for the very first time. And we went up there, and they were extremely welcoming. I was not, used to that. That's a, very church thing to do, to have be extremely welcoming as you come in. So I wasn't really used to that, so that was kind of pleasant. And then, they had donuts, that they served every Sunday morning. So that's always a plus when you're a kid.
Yummy.
But I think it really happened when, service started and they started doing praise and worship. And I look back at it now and I remember that while they were, they just started praising God like I had never seen before, that there was a joy in them that I had not experienced before. The culture of Messianic Judaism and Christianity are very different. And so, growing up with more liturgical kind of a upbringing, that was very unusual for me. And so, I understood that believing in Jesus was, the right thing to do, but I wouldn't say that it was my own until this moment. And I suddenly said to myself, I want that joy. I want to be that happy. And so I remember, excusing myself from seating and walking back into the vestibule and going into the bathroom with, I remember such horrendous wallpaper. I mean, just, such 80s wallpaper. But some of the little things you remember when you give your heart to God is I remember saying, God, I don't know what they have, but I want it. And I just poured out my heart to God in a way that, as a kid I had never done. And I think I was, maybe 9 or 10, somewhere around there. And I remember it really changing my life. And I think I would say from that moment on, it really, my faith was my own. It made a huge impact on me, for sure.
Well, I saw the evidence of your faith when I went to your bar mitzvah. I remember thinking, oh my goodness, this young man has a calling on his life. I didn't know at the time. I don't, still don't know if you have any ideas of someday being a messianic rabbi yourself, but that day I could see that there was something in you, Joseph.
Well, in terms of being a messianic rabbi, the way I look at it is it's not for me. But what I tell people is that, it's a very, it's a very important calling. You have to be called to it. When as a rabbi, you're responsible for every soul that, enters, your congregation, your synagogue, your building, and you have to stand before God for every decision, every action that you make towards, your congregation. And for me, that's a pretty hefty burden,
Mm-hmm.
And there are some amazing men that do it really well. But for me, I think that I'm going to stick to what I believe God has called me to do. But what I do say is that if God with thunder and lightning came out and said, Joe, be a rabbi, well, then I got to be a rabbi.
Well, you just gave me the perfect lead-in to my next question. Let's talk about what God is doing in your life today and the Messianic Family Bible Society and all of that, because that's amazing.
Well, yeah, thank you for asking me. The Messianic Jewish Family Bible Society is really dear to my heart because, I was part of it from the beginning. I started right out of high school. A lot of people, when they get out of high school, they say, go to college, you'll find yourself there. Well, I really found myself in this Bible Society, or Bible Project is what it was called back then. Essentially, it started with the idea of creating a new translation of the Bible for Jewish people, especially Jewish kids, because, they're not able to make the crossover between, Jesus Christ and Yeshua the Messiah. And so, you have, as a parent, they're telling their children, we believe in Yeshua, but every Bible they ever read says Jesus Christ. So it's a little, kids are really great at seeing, a lie. And so you really have to speak the truth. And so we wanted to have a generation that wouldn't have that disconnect. So, we started back in about 2008. Originally all we wanted was a children's Bible. One that said, Messiah Yeshua, one that was in the Jewish order of the books, the Tanakh, the Torah, the Nevi'im, and the Ketuvim, or the Torah of the Prophets and the Writings. One that, said some form of, messianic around it. And so it started with that. But as time came, went on, a lot of scholars came along and said, listen, if you're going to do a Bible, you might as well do it right. So we decided that, we should probably listen to people smarter than us, which is always a plus. And, one by one, we created a team of over 70 scholars that translated the Bible from scratch, so that we could unite both the grafted and the chosen.
Oh, my. That's amazing. And you get to work with your mom and other family members too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, my mother is the president or CEO, and my dad is the chairman of the board. I serve as the operations manager, my sister is my mother's administration assistant. And actually, I get to work with my wife as well. She is the head of marketing for what we do as well. So we have a really good time. It's not easy work. You know, it's difficult, but for the most part, it's extremely rewarding.
Now, if some of our listeners who maybe didn't even know about this Bible, if they wanted to get a copy and, you know, maybe buy a lot of copies and give them away as presents, what is the best way to get this Bible?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that. We just released the Holy Scriptures Tree of Life version through Baker Publishing Group, or Baker Books. They're a really well-known Christian publisher, and you can really pretty much find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or pretty much anywhere where books are sold.
And what kind of feedback have you been getting from both the Christian and the Messianic community about this Bible?
Well, I would say it's really positive. You know, on one hand, you have, you know, Christians that are always seeking the truth. You know, they realize that much of Christianity is based on more tradition than it is biblically based. And you could say the same thing of Judaism, but for Christians, they feel like they've lost this depth to God's word that they're looking for. And they really do find that in the Tree of Life version. Now, on the other hand, you know, Jewish people that believe in Jesus, they're looking for a biblical text that makes them feel validated in their views and makes it feel real to them. Because even as adults, it's really hard to get over the Jesus Christ thing. I mean, it is tough. So to have a Bible where it never shows up and it never causes a problem, you never think about it again. So it allows you to really express your Judaism in a brand new way.
And I understand what you're saying and why you're saying it, but when the program airs, I just want listeners to know that it's not that we find offense with the name Jesus. It's just that his Jewish name is Yeshua. And that's really the point you're bringing out, that the disciples and all of the holidays and things are described in this version in the Jewish names, which would be more familiar and more comfortable to Jewish people as they're reading it, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't want your listeners to get the wrong idea at all. In fact, one of the ways that we balance things with the Tree of Life version to really, because the idea is to bridge cultures.
Right.
Bring both Jews and Christians into a common worldview. One of the ways we do that is that there are some Jewish names that we restore and some that we don't. And the rule is that we only restore the names of Yeshua's family members and himself. Because, you know, frankly, nobody needs to know the Hebrew name of Boaz. It's just not helpful. But to know that, you know, Yeshua is the name of Jesus and what his mother called him, and the fact that Jesus had a family, Yeshua had a family, he had a mother and a father, and he had siblings. And you know, in fact, you have Jacob, or as most people know, James in Acts, who leads the Jerusalem Council and actually answers the question, what do we do with all these Gentiles that are coming into the group of believers? You know, what do we do? Do we circumcise them? What do we do? And the great thing is Jacob, you know, takes the lead after Yeshua is risen up into heaven and leads the body of believers into a new era. And it's really incredible. So these are just little minute things that really help to, you know, bridge these two cultures of Christianity and Messianic Judaism.
And you also have incredible artwork in this Bible, don't you?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, in the Messianic Jewish Family Bible, there is, in the Holy Scriptures, that's more of a text version only. It's more of a streamlined, you know, throw it in your purse kind. But the Messianic Jewish Family Bible, definitely. You know, one of the cool things about our ministry is we commissioned over 100 pieces of Jewish biblical art because we thought to ourselves, you know, yeah, you can create a new translation, but everybody deals with struggles against the children's Bibles that they grew up with. You know, all of us think of, you know, people as cartoon characters, and it's very hard to, you know, step out of that and later realize, well, no, that's not how it happened. And so we really feel like creating new images, new imagery for a new generation is incredibly important because, you know, most biblical artwork is actually not very accurate. So we wanted to not only bring more accuracy and biblical context, but we also wanted to bring that Jewish element into it, too. And it really is an amazing biblical collection.
Oh, great. Now, just to make sure that I'm clear, I want to make sure I'm not confused. Are we talking about two different Bibles? There's a Messianic Jewish Family Bible, and then there's the Tree of Life version. Are those two separate Bibles?
They are, in fact. The cool thing about what we did is we created a translation, which, you know, a lot of people unfortunately don't know that there's a difference between a translation and a Bible. You know, you can have the kids' Bible, the study Bible, the adult Bible, but they all use King James, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Tree of Life version is like what the King James would be. It is a translation. So we can make any kind of Bible out of it, but the biblical text is actually the Tree of Life version. So, yeah, I was talking about two different Bibles, but they both use the Tree of Life version.
Excellent. Goodness. Now, you mentioned that you're operations manager. So what does that mean? What are your duties?
Well, you know, I deal with a little bit more administration than most people probably. You know, I deal with taking care of, you know, making sure Bibles get to places and make sure that, you know, everything runs smoothly and logistics, you know, because, you know, the Bible Society not only created the translation, but we do a lot of other things, too. You know, we give the word away to those that can't afford it, you know, over Bibles to Israel. We give Bibles to prisoners with our Free the Captives program. And we also give it to, you know, influencers, what we would call, you know, students and professors and rabbis and pastors. So, you know, that takes a lot of time to make sure that those Bibles get to the people who need them.
And if somebody is looking to order one and they go on Amazon, the difference, again, between the Messianic Jewish Family Bible and the Tree of Life Bible, what are the differences?
Well, the major differences are the extra biblical content. So the Messianic Jewish Family Bible has introductions, it has artwork, and it also has a bunch of helps in the back, like articles about, you know, how we use the name of God, and, you know, the Jewish biblical life cycle, the feasts, and, you know, stuff like that that can help, you know, educate people if they want to learn more. The Holy Scriptures Tree of Life version, which is the TLV Thin Line edition, is more of a, you know, streamlined one. You know, it's something you throw in your purse, something that you can take with you. It mostly has just the scripture itself and some blessings and a couple of other things. So it's smaller, you know, more portable.
Wow. The whole thing is just amazing. I'm just really excited that your family had the vision to do this and that it's already been produced and that people can order it. And I'm excited that you're all grown up and following the Lord. And there's a lot of excitement right now, Joseph, a lot of excitement.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, I'm really excited too, because I feel like what the Bible Society enables us to do is really fulfill the calling as Jewish people. You know, our slogan is that we're entrusted to bring God's word to all the families of the world. And the idea is that comes from Genesis 22:18, which talks about that we are called to bless the nations of the world. And it also incorporates the idea of Romans 3:2, that we are, you know, what's the advantage of being Jewish? Well, it's that we're entrusted with the sayings of God. And so for me, as a young Messianic Jewish person, to be able to bring God's word to the world, that truly is my passion.
And I'm so excited that it is, Joseph. Before we end our time together, I was wondering if there's any way you would like us to be praying for you, your family, the ministry, anything at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we definitely could use prayer as a ministry, because, you know, we used to be, you know, a translation company, you know, something that was only there to, you know, translate the Bible, and that's mostly what we did. But now, recently, you know, we've expanded to give Bibles away and take care of the translation and do art shows and gather families around the Bible. And so that's a lot to do and also a lot to manage. So we could definitely use your prayer.
And probably some finances. Is there a particular website we should go to, those of us that are...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can, of course, visit us at familybiblesociety.org. You can learn all about what we do there, and if you, you know, would like to support us, we could really appreciate it.
Sounds like a plan. Joseph, thank you so much for coming on Bagels and Blessings with me, and I'm just, you know, really proud of how God is using you, and please give my love to your wonderful family, and stay in touch with me.
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah, no problem. It was my pleasure.
Well, God bless you, and let's talk again real soon.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. That was my interview with Joseph Greenberg. And it's really exciting when I have an opportunity to watch a young person grow up in the Lord, and his mother, Danya, and Rabbi Mark Greenberg. They used to be part of Shema Yisrael, and then they went off to Syracuse with our blessing, and they were leading a congregation there for a time. And, you know, Joseph, who at the time we called him Joey, he was a young lad at the time, and he's just grown into this wonderful young man, and I'm sure his parents are just so very, very proud of him. Well, I am really glad that you've been with me today listening to the program. It gives me such an excitement to share with you these wonderful interviews and fabulous Messianic music. And I just want to remind you that Saturday, July 23rd, for our 10 o'clock service at Shema Yisrael, that's 1326 North Winton Road, that we are so blessed that we're going to have Ted Pierce with us. He'll be sharing a word. He'll be playing his guitar and singing his fabulous songs and selling his CDs, and then he'll be with me on the air that day as well. So I just want to make sure that you've all got it written down on your calendars. That's Saturday, July 23rd at Shema Yisrael. And right now, it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. That's shalom. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom aleichem, peace be with you. And remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you again for listening, and be sure to be with me next week right here on Bagels and Blessings. Shabbat shalom.